ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al Sahifa Al Sajjadiyah. We got to the part where the Imam alayhi salam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from وَحِرْمَانِ الثَّوَابِ and the deprivation of reward. Now, the Imam alayhi salam Allah, interestingly, in this word, he is not saying that I'm not working, I'm not acting. He's saying, no, I'm acting, but I'm not being rewarded for my actions. Sometimes a person works all his life. He prays, he fasts, he does all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. He goes to the day of judgment and Allah says, sorry, we don't have anything for you. But he says, oh Allah, I done so and so and so. Allah says, yeah, we did, but sorry, there are a few things that you've done in your life that made sure we deprive you of your reward. Now, one of the things that deprives a person from receiving his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after doing an action is ilm, knowledge. Allah says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Those who know and those who don't, can they even be compared? Can we put them in the same level, in the same ground? Of course not. So sometimes me and you, we do actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We act, we pray, we fast, we do a lot of things. But sadly, we don't know what we're doing. We're just doing it because we were told, or we're blind followers. And Allah says an action that you don't know what you're doing is an action that it would not give you any fruits. It's an action that will not give you anything because it is based on ignorance. So this is one thing. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying there are things that prevent a person from receiving his reward on Day of Judgment, and that is obviously based on the things that he does. One we said is lack of knowledge. When we do actions out of ignorance, these actions will not be accepted. I pray to Allah, but I have no idea who I'm praying to, and I have no idea what I'm saying. We have a hadith that is quite scary. It says when a person prays and he is heedless of what he's doing, his salah would go up and the malaika would take it and they would throw it back in his face. They're like, okay, we don't need this. So this is a problem. We need to understand that every action that we do, it has to be based on knowledge. Allah, again, he talks about one of the mawana of thawab, things that prevent thawab, is lack of understanding. So not only information, but a person, he reads, but he doesn't get anything through his head. Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, don't they walk on the earth? فَتَكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقَلُونَ بِهَا, قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, hearts that they can understand with, contemplate with. So there's no point of you seeing things, learning things, understanding things, if you do not contemplate about it, if you don't take it to heart, if you do not apply it. Most of us, we know that, you know, for example, Salah and how we perform it and how it's performed. We know the rules and regulations regarding Salah. We know the ayat and the hadith of Salah. And we know the ajr of Salah. We know all of these things. But when it comes to prayer, we pray it as quick as we can just to get it over with. And most of the times, we even end up messing the rules of Salah itself. Like Qiyam and Sujood becomes into one, or a person is in a hurry, he does not do the Qiyam after Ruku', and that's a problem. So the idea is, Allah says, يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, you need to contemplate. You need to understand exactly what you're doing. It has to be fruitful. So when you stand to pray to Allah, you need to understand you are talking to somebody. You're not just blathering words. You're not just saying things to yourself. When you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you're talking to Allah Himself. So when I pray, and I know that I'm talking to Allah, but I don't even care, or I just don't keep that in mind, then what's the point? Allah says, you want ajr based on what? You weren't even talking to me. You were just too busy. So Allah says, you need to understand. And Allah says, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, read in the name of your Lord. خلق الإنسان من علق. And then Allah continues, علم الإنسان ما لا يعلم, he taught human being that which he does not know. So by seeking knowledge, by understanding, by knowing, then that will give the act a more reward. If it is done without contemplation, then it is reduced to nothing. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back to the program Bridge, and you are listening to us as we discuss supplication number 8. Now, among the things that will nullify an action in the sense that it has no reward is that we do it without ikhlas, without sincerity. We pray to Allah, we fast to Allah, we give charity to Allah, but sometimes we include something else. We include showing off, we include riya. When I'm praying and there are people present, I pray slow, I take my time, I recite nicely so people can say, well, mashallah. Yeah, ultimately I'm doing it to God, but I include something with it. So it's not for Allah only. I give charity, but I also want the person to thank me. I want the person to praise me. I want people to praise me for giving charity, and so on and so forth. These actions, if they are done, and there's 1% or even micro percent, if there's such a thing, where a person includes something in his action that is not for Allah, Allah will not accept it. A person could pray all his life, fast all his life, but if it's not done with sincerity, Allah won't accept it. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were only ordered. They were given one task, one order, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. That deen is to him and to him only and no one else. Now we see that when we do our ibadah, most of the times we include so many things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have so much shuraka to Allah. Even Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Some people, they would take their own desires as their lords. Allah says, any action that is not sincere, I will not accept. As simple as that. So we need to keep in mind when we do actions, each action has a legal claw, if we can say that, where if you don't pay attention to the fine print, then you would do so much action, but then you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah says, I won't be able to reward you for that. And that the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad, he seeks refuge in Allah. He says, وَحِرْمَانَ ثَوَابِ. I've worked all my life. I've done so much deed. But then I'm deprived of my reward. Or for example, a person who does a lot of good deeds, but sometimes he has that habit of backbiting people, talking about people, gossiping about people behind their back. And he goes under judgment. Allah says, sorry, we have no rewards for you. He said, oh Allah, I've done so and so. Allah says, yeah, we did collect it and gathered all your hasanat, but sadly, we gave it to fulan, which you were backbiting, so now you have nothing. So there are a lot of means where a person can put himself and he will be deprived of the reward. So we have to be very careful in this regard. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد